When I arrived at Abu Beig, they were right in the middle of the changeover from steam to diesel traction. Larger steam locos from Newport would come up the valley as far as Abu Beig and then dump their wagons in the Abu Beig yard for the train to be split up because the gradients were heavier above Abu Beig, up the Six Bells Abertillery Bryn Mawr line and also up to Ebbw Vale. And we had steam banking engines. So they used to shunt the yard, and also then the heavy trains going up the valley to Ebbw Vale would take a banker at the back. And it was a 1 in 50 gradient up past Coombe Marine Colliery up to Ebbw Vale. And we had these little pannier tanks, 060 Great Western pannier tanks. They were very efficient, fine. They did the job well. They would stop in the yard at Abu Beig waiting for the freights to go up. And of course, the Abu Beig signalman, the signal box right adjacent to the yard, would supply all the coal for their stove from the bunker from the steam engines. Problem was, when we dieselised, whoops, no coal supply for the station and the signal box and all the rest of it. So the staff reps from the local LDC, local departmental committee, they sort of came to me and said, we need to get a coal bunker and so order some coal. So I ordered a 20-ton breeze block coal bunker from the Newport district engineer, just sent the order off. They sent back an estimate for £465. I found this incomprehensible in 1964. It seemed an awful lot. And I was going to protest. And then in the end, I wrote a somewhat ironic note back to them saying, would they authorise me to purchase the terrace house just below the signal box? Because it was currently on the market for £325. I got my bunker. and a somewhat sarky note. Really drawing attention. I don't think they appreciated my irony very much. Anyway, I got what I wanted.